This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله إله الأولين والآخرين وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عليه أفضل الصلاة وتم التسليم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome our brothers and sisters in Islam to this series of talks on the journey through the hereafter. Last time we took the most important question that we should all ask ourselves in this life, and that is the value of this world in the scale of the hereafter. Today, bi-idhnillah, we'll be tackling the question of our appointment that we all have with the angel of death.
وصاروا إلى حفرة تحتوي ويسلم فيها الحبيب.
Dear friends, why is it that when someone starts talking about death, we say, stop that talk, move over, let's talk about something else. Let's talk about a holiday, let's talk about something of enjoyment and pleasure. We're too young, we won't die. People don't die that often. People sometimes die, but mostly they live and they enjoy. Why is it that when we start talking about death, or there's a book or a tape or a video that is played on the TV about death, we say, you know what, turn that away. We get repulsed and we change the channel and we have this look on our face saying, subhanAllah, there's no need to talk about this now. No need to destroy the pleasure that we're in. No need to change the topic and make our situation into a time of displeasure. Let's enjoy our time. Why is it that we dislike talking about death? SubhanAllah, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a very amazing statement. They used to say the real reason why we dislike talking about death, whereas for example the companions love talking about death. So the real reason why people like ourselves and this time we dislike talking about death, لِأَنَّكُمْ عَمَّرْتُمْ دُنْيَاكُمْ وَخَرَّبْتُمْ أُخْرَاكُمْ. Because you have built this life, you have built your homes, you have fortified yourself with wealth, you have gathered and hoarded wealth and all the pleasures of this life. So you built this life for yourself as if you're not going to go away from this life and you're going to remain in here forever. And you have pillaged and raped and destroyed your hereafter. You have nothing left for you hereafter, and as a result, you don't want to talk about death because you don't want to talk about the hereafter which you have destroyed. Are we of those people who have built this life whereas destroyed our hereafter? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in that authentic hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, he said, "Akthiru min dhikr hadim al-ladhat." O people, constantly remind yourself, frequently remind yourself of the destroyer of pleasures. The destroyer of pleasures, and that is nothing but death. That incident that will happen to you, that appointment that every one of us has with the angel of death, that will be the end to all our pleasures. So he used to tell us all the time, remember that moment of death, the destroyer of pleasures. And he also used to say in this authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, he used to say, كنت نهيتكم, I used to forbid you من زيارة القبور, from visiting graves. فَزُورُوهَا, so now I permit you, so go and visit them. فَإِنَّهَا يُذَكِّرُكُمْ الْآخِرَةِ, for verily it reminds you of the hereafter. And it is because of this hadith and to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we are here today in the Gardens of Peace, a Muslim cemetery in Europe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on the people of this graveyard. We will one day be visiting and be with them once again. Now, my beloved friends, since it is from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when visiting graves and sitting next to graves, to actually take one's footwear off, I will inshallah take my shoes off, and then I will sit next to the grave inshallah. Subhanallah, Allah have mercy upon the inhabitant of this grave. Look at the size of this grave, brothers and sisters in Islam. It's barely half a meter long. Perhaps, subhanAllah, a young boy or a young girl is buried underneath this grave. When do you think the angel of death visited him? And have a look at those graves, perhaps a meter long and then getting longer and wider as we go on. Perhaps a boy or a girl, 5 years old, 7 years old, 10 years old, 12, 15. Perhaps they are the ones that are buried there. When do you think the angel of death visited them? And then have a look at those graves. About 1.5 meters, about 2 meters. Subhanallah, when did the angel of death visit them? There is not a single person, young or old, male or female, except that the angel of death has visited them already or will do so in the very near future. My beloved friends, do you think you can escape death? Have the people of this graveyard escaped death? Do you think that you can escape that appointment with the angel of death? Subhanallah. If anyone could have escaped it, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have escaped it. But subhanallah, even he had to pass away. We find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran and telling him again and again, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. Verily, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will die and they will die. You will die, Ya Rasulullah, even though you are the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, all of those people, those who think that they are close to Allah and those who think that they are far away from Allah, those who are close to Allah and those who aren't close to Allah, they will all pass away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran and He says, أَيْنَمَ تَكُونُ. Wherever you are, يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتُ. Mawt, death will catch up with you. Death will catch up with you. وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجِ مُشَيَّدًا. Even if you were in a high fortified castle, in a lofty high fortified castle, and you're closing all the doors to prevent the angel of death coming to you, wallahi, angel of death will find you wherever you are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also reminds us and tells us, قُلْ, say, O Muhammad sallallahu إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ. Verily, the death that you're running away from, فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. That it will, of a surety, it will catch up to you. Of a surety, it will catch up to you. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul shall indeed taste death. And then we will all be brought up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People, when they talk about death, they have this illusion of this peaceful death. That mashallah, you know, people pass away peacefully, or that somehow death is peaceful. Subhanallah, I'm a medic. I'm a doctor in training. And I have seen people die. And I see them every week, people dying in the emergency wards, in the intensive care units. And subhanallah, I have never seen a peaceful death. I have never seen a death that is actually peaceful. And indeed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always from the last moments of death and the agony and the horror of death. Look at these graves. If the inhabitants of these graves could speak to us, they would have told us tales of how they died. Tales of the horror of the moments of death. Tales of the horror when their breath was running out. Ya Salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have even given Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a peaceful death if death was indeed something peaceful. Yet even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to seek refuge in Allah from the last moments of his life and also on his deathbed. Have a look at this incident of Rasulullah on his deathbed. Aisha radiallahu anha reports that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was passing away, and this was in an authentic hadith in Bukhari, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on the last day of his life, and he had a really high temperature, and he was lying down with his head back on Aisha radiallahu anha's lap. At that point, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for some water. So they brought him some water in a bucket. Then he would put his hands in the water and he would wipe his face with it. He would put his hands in the water and then again wipe his face. And he used to say, La ilaha illallah, there is no God but Allah. Inna lil mawti la sakarat. Wallahi, death has so much pains and trials. Wallahi, death has so much pains and trials. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the man who is telling us, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, telling us that indeed death has its trials and horrors and agony. So do not be delusive. Do not be in this mind of the state of thought that subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give you a peaceful death and it is going to be so easy. You will die and pass away and you will not go through that difficulty. أَفَحَسِبَ النَّاسَ أَيَقُولُ آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Have people thought that they will say, we believe in Allah, and that they will not be tested? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will truly test us. And the first of the tests is the moment of death. That moment when the breath is running out, when you would give your whole life, you would give everything, all your wealth, anything that you possessed. Ya salam, you would give it for that last breath. When subhanAllah, your breath runs out and your eyesight goes away and you see another creation waiting for you. And at that moment, subhanAllah, Ja'a al-maut. That is when the death has truly come. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Inna lil-mauti la-ghamarat. Inna lil-mauti la-sakarat. In that authentic hadith in Sahih Tirmidhi, Sunnah Tirmidhi, he used to say, truly, truly, death has its horrors. Truly, death has its agony. And remember, anytime you think that you're going to have a peaceful death, think about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If anyone could have escaped the agony of death, then indeed it would have been Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And even himself, he went through the most difficult time at the time of dying. When we talk about the ghamarat, the sakarat of maut, when we talk about the horror, the trial, tribulations of death, what are we really talking about? We're talking about three things. Firstly, we're talking about this tremendous regret that you feel at the time of passing away, when your life flashes all in front of you, when you think of all the millions of deeds that you did, the millions of sins that you did, and the countless seconds and minutes and hours and days and months that you spent not worshipping Allah, and the countless times people told you to fear Allah and you just overlooked it. SubhanAllah, this is the first thing you'll feel at the time of death, this tremendous regret. And wallahi, this regret is enough for a person to rectify himself. Allah says in the Quran, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَذِيرًا. Verily, mankind is a witness over himself, is ever a witness over himself. You know what you did. You know how you are. You are a witness over yourself. وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَذِيرًا. Even if you give 1,000 excuses, even if you have an excuse for not praying, even if you give yourself an excuse for not fasting, even if you give yourself an excuse for sinning, even then your soul, in your heart, you know whether you are wrong or not. And this is the regret that people will feel at the time of death. The second thing that they will feel is the horror of this realization that subhanAllah, he's about to pass away, and that all the things that he has heard about death is about to happen right now. The third thing that will happen, and that people perhaps don't think about, is the trial of the shaitan. And people think, subhanAllah, you know what, at the time of death, I'm going to say La ilaha illallah. And they start preparing from now. Say La ilaha illallah, say La ilaha illallah. So they're preparing an answer for the time when shaitan will test you. Or they're starting to prepare for when they will be in the grave and then the angels will ask them. They think that, you know, inshallah, time will come of their death and they will be able to say La ilaha illallah and then die upon that, and as a result enter Jannah. But subhanAllah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that the shaitan will test us at the time of our death. In fact, in an authentic narration in the Sunan of Abdullah ibn Ahmed ibn Hanbal, the son of Imam Ahmed ibn Hanbal, in his book called the Sunnah, in his book he reports the incident of the death of Imam Ahmed rahimullah. And he says that when I went to my father and he was on the deathbed and he was about to pass away, I kept on telling my father, "Oh my father, say La ilaha illallah, say La ilaha illallah, say La ilaha illallah." At that time, listen to this, at that time Imam Ahmed rahimahullah, he said no. He turned his head. He said no, this is Imam Ahmed. He is saying no, he's nodding his head, saying no. And so Abdullah, the son, he writes in his book, "I became terrified. I became terrified that my father worshipped Allah throughout his life, and on his deathbed he was saying no." And so I said, "No, my father, please say La ilaha illallah." And he continued and said, "La, no, La, no." And he started to nod his head. And he told him again, "Please say La ilaha illallah," until he continued on telling him and shaking him, until Imam Ahmed rahimullah said, "Yes, yes, hold on my son, let me tell you exactly what happened." And so Imam Ahmed rahimullah, he told his son what was going on. He said, "Shaitan came to me," and this is just before he died, and this is an authentic narration from Imam Ahmed. "Shaitan came to me and he said, say I am your God, say I am your God." He tried to test me until the last minute. He kept on telling me, "Say that I am your God, I am the one who that you worship, I am the one who is your true friend." And at that point I kept on saying La, La to the shaitan, not to you. And this is an important point. We will be tested by the shaitan at the time of our death. At the time of our death, the shaitan will come and he will test us. And subhanAllah, this is one of the ghamarat, this is one of the tests at the time of death. Look, someone as righteous and pious as Imam Ahmed rahimullah could not escape the test of the shaitan. Do you think you can, at that point in time, when you're about to pass away and shaitan comes and puts doubts in your mind, do you believe in this God? Do you believe in this Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, etc., etc.? When he tests you, do you think that you will have the courage and the taqwa and the iman to be able to say La ilaha illallah at that point? My friends, if you do not say it now, how do you think you can say it at the time of your death? Where do you think you will pass away? Do you think you will pass away in a hospital? Do you think you'll pass away when you're driving your car and listening to that music and you're on the phone with your family about the holiday that you're about to go back home and pack your bags for, and suddenly, as it would happen, you have a huge car crash and you pass away? Where do you think you will pass away? Imagine for a second. And I, being a doctor in training, I'll tell you how it usually happens. Imagine when you are on that bed in the hospital, and suddenly the heart rate monitor stops working. Suddenly it registers that your heart has stopped beating. And suddenly a sound starts coming out, and all the bells and whistles in the hospital go wild, and all the doctors start running towards your bed. And so one of them starts giving you resuscitation, the other one does CPR, the other one, he grabs all of these contraptions and tries to revive your heart. And you are in this horror, you know, people are trying to help, you are in this horror. Imagine, Allah has told us about this time, and he tells us, "Kalla إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِي وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقُ وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقُ وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقُ إِلَى رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْمَسَاقُ." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Nay, take the advice, O people, of that time when the soul will have reached the throat, when the soul will have reached the collarbone. وَظَنَّ أَنَّ وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقُ." And people will say, "Who will save him? The doctors, please save him." The parents, your parents will be around you perhaps, and your wife and your children saying, "Oh doctor, please, please do something, save my father. Oh doctor, please save my spouse, save my husband, save my wife. Please save him." Who will save him? Allah says, "Man raq," who will save him? "Wadhanna annahu al-firaq," and he knows, the person who is dying knows, there is no way. This is the end. He will truly pass away now. "Wadhanna annahu al-firaq." وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقُ. And then when he will go to his grave and his leg will mold into the other leg, meaning that grave will crush him. at that point, إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَ إِذْنِ الْمَسَاقِ. That is the day when he will all rise up and go back to your Lord. Subhanallah. Is this how you think your death will be? Or do you think, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, do you think your death will be of a peaceful type? When you're lying perhaps on the lap of your husband or your spouse or your brother, sister, whoever it may be, when you're lying on his or her lap, what do you think will happen to you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, Kalla إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِ وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقِ. They will not be able to save you. If you're asking for help on that day, they will not be able to save you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the beloved Quran, Kalla إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ. Take the advice of when the soul will have reached the throat. وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَ إِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ. And all you people, and the person who has taken you on his lap, is looking, he doesn't even realize. وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَ إِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ. And our angels are close by. Our angels are close by. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ وَلَكِنْ لَتُبْصِرُونَ. However, you cannot see them. فَلَوْلَا إِن كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ. And if it were to be true that you are not obliged by Allah to follow this religion, تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Return it back to this heart. Return it back to this heart if indeed you are truthful. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the ظالمين, the ones who are transgressors, and He says, فَلَوْ تَرَى وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذَا الظَّالِمُونَ. If you were to see the ظالمين فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ, when they are about to pass away, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَاسِتُوا أَيْدِيهِمْ, and the angels have put forward their hands, أَخْرِجُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Come out, take your souls out. الْيَوْمَ تُجْزَوْنَ عَذَابَ الْهُونَ. Today you will be given the terrible punishment. الْيَوْمَ تُجْزَوْنَ عَذَابَ الْهُونَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَكُنْتُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِهِ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. Today you will be given that terrible punishment because of what you used to say about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which was not true, and that you used to be disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My beloved friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create us so that we could just playfully enjoy and just spend our time in frivolities and countless pastimes and pleasures and attractions without worshipping Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, فَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Have you ever thought, O mankind, that we have created you playfully in jest and that you will not return back to us? Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will truly take us back, and let death always be a reminder in the back of our minds and the front of our minds, telling us always to remember the day in which we will have to visit Allah and be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My beloved friends, I came across a beautiful TV program once I was seeing on TV, and I saw a quadriplegic, and he was saying that he regrets three things that he could not do whilst he still had his time. The three things he regrets. The first thing he regrets, my friend, was that he said that, I wish I could bend my back in prayer. Because subhanAllah, when Allah had given him the ability, he did not do so. So he wishes that he could bend his back in prayer now that he's quadriplegic. Everything below his neck, he's paralyzed. He says, I wish I could do that. And the second thing he regrets, my beloved friends, is that he wishes he could turn a page of the Qur'an. A page of the Qur'an, now he says, it's like moving a mountain to him. Yes, salam. And the last thing he wishes is, I wish I could hug my mother. My beloved friends, before Allah takes the authority and power away from you, before Allah takes the power away from you, from worshipping Allah, prostrating and bowing to Him, from turning the page of the Qur'an, from being good to your family members and creation, turn back to Him. Do them now before your death comes to you. Inshallah, in the next episode, we'll be taking our next title, inshallah, and that is the first night in the grave. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وصاروا إلى حفرة تحتوي ويسلم فيها الحبيب.